of the Hour News. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good morning. This is the morning news for today, Wednesday, March 31, 2021. I'm your presenter, Hassan Robinson. Here are the headlines. Dominican economist Dr. Thompson Fontaine calls for disbarment of a DLP attorney Lennox Lawrence based on his recent actions to pervert the order of the Caribbean Court of Justice on March 24, 2021. Disaster officials brace for a likely eruption of the La Soufrière volcano in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, and emergency officials prepare for an influx of people impacted by ash, air quality, and other consequences. And the World Health Organization officials and international experts held a press conference on Tuesday to go through the conclusion of the Wuhan report conducted by World Health Organization-led team in China to trace the origins of the coronavirus. The news is brought to you for the very kind compliments of Rudolph Thomas Enterprises. The details of these stories and more coming up next.
The big station, Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Rudolph Thomas Enterprise in Portsmouth, your suppliers of building materials and hardware products. Over 20 years experience in the business. Rudolph Thomas has lumber and plywood, Portland and tile cement, steel rods, galvanized and fence pipe, and Rudolph Thomas can meet all your wire needs. Galvanized roofing sheets, doors, windows, toilet sets, face basins and bidets. PVC piping, fittings and lattice. Check out Rudolph Thomas for ceramic and vinyl floor and wall tiles, nails, nuts and bolts, paint and painting supplies. And check out their line of electrical and hand tools. And Rudolph Thomas is your one-stop shop for hard-to-find items like fiberglass mat and fiberglass resin and welding rods. Go now to Rudolph Thomas on 1240 Bay Street in Portsmouth.
And welcome back. Dominican economist Dr. Thompson Fontaine's calls for the disbarment of attorney Lennox Lawrence for formally calling on Dominica's acting DPP, Shirma Dalrymple, to refuse to follow the unanimous order from the justices of the Caribbean Court of Justice in the election treating case legally filed against Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerritt and others.
How can you openly and with contempt disregard a direct order of the court? This is unheard of. And yet you have lawyers still serving as lawyers who are allowed to do this. Quite frankly, I think Lawrence has overstepped and he should be disbarred from practicing law. And the CCJ should be able to take action against lawyers that get out of hand like this. You cannot openly disregard a direct order from a court. Who does that? We are all subject to the laws of the land. We are all subject to the court system. And the fact that a few privileged individuals believe that because of the way they've run Dominica with impunity, that the people of Dominica have refused up to now to hold Skerritt responsible. Because of that, he now feels that he can overstep every single logical, legal bound. It's mind-boggling, but it goes to show exactly where we are in this country, and it goes to show why the people of Dominica must stand up. We cannot allow that to continue. We must obey the rule of law.
Economist Dr. Thompson Fontaine reminds attorney Lennox Lawrence, Roosevelt Skerritt, and Anthony Astafans that no one is above the laws of Dominica.
And if Skerritt cannot respect the orders of the court, then every person that is sent to jail should disrespect the court order. Nobody should be subject to the order of a magistrate that sentences him to prison or to pay a fine. Nobody should be subject to that if Skerritt cannot be subject to this. We cannot have one law for everybody else and a different one for Skerritt. This is unconscionable. And I hope that as a penalty, that this lawyer who wrote this letter is disbarred from practicing with the courts within the jurisdiction of the CCJ is overstepped. You cannot put pressure on a public officer because you believe that you may have some sway in authority, some power to sway. If you're so sure about the innocence of Skerritt, go to court and argue your case before the court.
Dr. Fontaine added that a penalty must be paid for the acts committed by Roosevelt Skerritt and others in this election treating matter.
Court of Appeal was very clear. Unanimously, they agreed that Skerrit has to face criminal charges in the elections of 2014, in which he criminally treated individuals. There is a penalty to be paid, and the penalty for this crime is that if found guilty, he has to demit office. And so no amount of crying, no amount of pulling of strings, no amount of dodging is going to prevent him from having his day in court.
And that was economist Dr. Thompson Fontaine. Also in local news, we oppose the unconstitutional appointment of the Director of Public Prosecution, says Lennox Linton and Margaret MP, Leader of the Opposition, at a United Workers Party press conference held on Tuesday, where he revealed the government's intention to recruit or hire a new DPP on short notice since the recent CCJ ruling on the 2014 bribery and treating case.
We clearly oppose the unconstitutional appointment of Director of Public Prosecution because of all the negative implications associated with that. We are doing what we consider to be the responsible thing at this moment, and that is bring this matter to public attention, to warn the public as to what is about to happen, because the Labour Party has clearly indicated its intention in this DPP recruitment plan. We do not agree with it. We think it should be withdrawn, but as to what specifically the opposition will do about it, should it happen, let's give it a chance not to happen first before we go down that road.
Linton says he has not heard anything from members of the Dominica Bar Association on this matter to date.
I have not heard anything from the Bar Association on this matter, and frankly, I don't expect to hear anything from the Bar Association on this matter. The Bar Association traditionally, for a number of years now, has only spoken when Anthony Astafan has directed it to speak. That's all. And the Bar Association has spoken when Anthony Astafan feels that Lennox Linton should not open his mouth on any legal matter because he's not a lawyer, and anything he says in criticism of a judge's ruling is contemptuous of the court. That's the only time I've heard any statement from the Bar Association. So I'm not expecting them, I'm not expecting to hear anything from them having regard to who is at the helm of the Dominica Bar Association. I, however, have heard the Committee of Concerned Lawyers express an interest in this matter, and it is possible that the public may be hearing from them. They have spoken on it, about it on their radio program, so we have heard some voices and some attempts to educate the people of Dominica as to the issues arising out of this whole matter.
He says the ministers of government are doing their best to denigrate the works of attorney Kara Shillingford, and this is disdainful. He is of the view that any government minister who engages in any such denigration should take the proper course of action and resign.
Ministers of government are doing their best to denigrate, to dehumanize, to criticize the young attorney whose work was recognized and upheld, work on behalf of clients was recognized and upheld at the Caribbean Court of Appeal and at the Caribbean Court of Justice. Any minister of government finding themselves in the disgraceful situation of going personally after Kara Shillingford should resign. They have no place in the governance of Dominica, because Dominica is for all of us. Lawyers represent clients. That's a right that we have under the Constitution, representation in matters where you're brought before the court. And Kara is being crucified for deciding that she will accept a request from persons who want to bring a criminal complaint against members of the DLP. She's been criticized for accepting their request, going to court on their behalf, and triumphing at the highest level of the regional court. That is what she's been criticized for. And it's a shame, it's a disgrace. And the people who are shouting themselves hoarse about not apologizing and so on, I don't know whether there's any shred of decency left or any shred of moral compass left in this Dominican Labour Party. This is really and truly a Pampalam government.
And that was United Workers Party leader Lennox Linton. And the government is supposed to be neutral and for everyone, but now we see the systematic bullying of citizens to get them to support Red, says Moon Seoye Group member and architect Davidson Pyro Julian. Pyro, speaking on the weekly Moon Seoye program, spoke to realities facing the people on the ground and highlighted the socio-political climate that presently exists within Dominica. A government which is solely preferential to a specific supporter fellowship is not the way to go, says Julian.
Because they show it to you, it's a government office being run in a Labour Party constituency office, and it's not supposed to be. Government's supposed to be neutral. Government's supposed to be for everybody. So when you go to a government office, you're supposed to feel welcome.
Yep.
Whether you're blue, whether you're red, whether it's Papi, whether it's freedom, no matter who you're supporting. You check.
That government there to serve the people.
Exactly. But they're showing it to you, you check me, so now, and these are the people that are responsible for saying, okay, told her to get a material assistance. These
we
are the people that are selecting who to get what and what,
well,
under the whole directive.
If it's there to laugh to get assistance, well, bye-bye.
But that's what I tried to tell you, so it bully you, bully the government. The Labour Party has formed a scheme of how to bully the people into supporting Labour Party.
For sure.
Check. And the whole apartment vibes, the whole ideology of government assistance is a major part of that program. You understand? Because you have to be able to show your allegiance. You have to be able to show your loyalty to Red.
And that was executive member of Moon Seoye Group and architect Davidson Pyro Julian. And the passing of the Public Management Act is very important as it relates to the current archaic general orders currently in the books, reveals the General Secretary of the DPSU, Thomas Leiter. Leiter says the DPSU is of the view that the current general orders in the books are very colonial and needed to be put aside. As a result, the Public Management Act, which has been on the table for the past 30 years, is now necessary, he says.
Seeing the passage of the Public Management Act is very, very important. And that is, we have what we call the General Orders, which is a very archaic document. It was not an act of Parliament, but that is what has been used all those years to guide the public service. So you operate the public service based on what is in the General Orders. And we see that has been a very colonial piece of document which need to be put aside, it need to be discarded. And the Public Management Act has been something that has been on the table for the past maybe about 30 years now. One of the things we have said to the government is that by June that should be passed, because a lot of things that applies to public officers in the general orders, which we believe is a denial of some of your rights, the Public Management Bill will take care of that.
He says the bill, when passed, will see a lot of improvement to the working conditions.
And also, we have another one that is for what is referred to as unscheduled workers, and the old term was non-established workers. And as I explained, there are not many well-written terms and conditions of employment for this category of workers. But the bill, when passed, we'll take care of that, so we'll see a lot of improvement to the working conditions of these people.
And that was the DPSU General Secretary Thomas Leiter. And speaking to the media on March 30th, 2021, Public Relations and Recruitment Officer at the Dominica State College, Monel Alexis, expresses her delight that from 2019 to present, students of the DSC have been engaged in voluntary projects to give back to the country and gain work experience for the college's service learning program. Alexis quoted the DSC's service learning program coordinator, Helena Bowers.
Helena Bowers, coordinator of the service learning program, said, "With the implementation of the service learning program, our students have forged long-lasting relationships with organizations. They have been able to fall back on those relationships to find work and support in their job-seeking endeavors. The students have also built on much-needed skills and experience to help mold them as they forge ahead in their studies and professional lives. Also, this initiative is a great tool to support community development.
Students are required to participate in the service learning program as a prerequisite to graduation. The Dominica State College appeals to business owners to collaborate with them as the institution's service learning program offers main benefits, including voluntary labor.
We are appealing to business owners to collaborate with us as our service learning program offers benefits, including voluntary labor. To engage students in activities, the organization must first partner with us, agreeing to our service learning policy. To participate, organizations should contact our service learning department at 275-8019 or email servicelearning@dsc.edu.dm.
And that was the Dominica State College Public Relations and Recruitment Officer, Monil Alexis. Also in local news, the appointment of a DPP on contract for 1 year is a violation of the Constitution, reveals the leader of the United Workers' Party, Lennox Linton. Mr. Linton, speaking at the United Workers' Party press conference on Tuesday, referenced the public notice sent out by the Ministry of National Security and Home Affairs that revealed that they are seeking to fill the post of a Director of Prosecutions, or DPP. Mr. Linton highlighted that Sections 88(1), Sections 88(6), and Subsection 7, as well as Sections 88(7) of the Constitution, which endows the Director of Public Prosecution with independence and security of tenure to ensure that the criminal justice system operates on the principle of equality before the law and is free from political and other improper influences. Linton also reveals that a Director of Public Prosecutions working under the supervision of Attorney General is a violation of the Constitution as revealed by Section 72(2) and 72(6). By that notion, there is absolutely no provision in the Constitution for the AG to give directions to the DPP, Linton reveals.
Section 72(6) of the Constitution provides that in the exercise of the powers vested in him by subsection 2 of this section, the Director of Public Prosecutions shall not be subject to the direction or control of any other person or authority, provided that the powers vested in him by paragraph C of subsection 2 shall be exercised by him in accordance with such general or specific directions, if any, as the Attorney General may give. The Constitution provides that the Director of Public Prosecutions functions as an independent servant of the state, responsible for the conduct of criminal proceedings, who is only required to entertain general or specific direction from the Attorney General in the discontinuation of criminal proceedings. The assignment of a DPP to work under the supervision of the Attorney General is therefore a violation of the Constitution. There is absolutely no provision in the Constitution for the Attorney General to give directions to the DPP in the discharge of his constitutionally authorized responsibilities, with one exception, and one exception only, which is the discontinuation of criminal proceedings.
He says the intention is clear that the ministry's DPP recruitment plan betrays the sinister plot of the Roosevelt Skerish regime.
The intention is clear. The ministry's DPP recruitment plan betrays the sinister plot of the Roosevelt-Skerrit regime to appoint a DPP on a short-term contract for the perverse purpose of discontinuing the criminal proceedings against himself and others for the election offense of treating, which the Caribbean Court of Justice has ordered to trial.
He continues further.
That's all this appointment of the DPP on a short-term contract is all about. Because the Attorney General and the other lawyers and the ministers of government know very well that what they're doing is unconstitutional. But they are creating a situation, an avenue through which somebody can be brought in for a short term to deal expressly and exclusively with this matter of discontinuing the treating cases against Mr. Skerritt and others from the 2014 election. This is unacceptable, and we ask the media to keep your eyes open. Report the truth, report the facts. Watch to see who is going to take this appointment or who is going to be selected for the short-term, unlawful, unconstitutional short-term engagement by the Skerritt administration for the post of Director of Public Prosecution.
And that was Leader of the Opposition, Lennox Linton. I think one should pursue one's talent to where they can be most useful to society, says the new interim leader of the Dominica Freedom Party, Bernard Ito. Mr. Ito was a guest on the In the Spotlight program hosted by Fadina Frampton on Monday and shared his life's story and what got him to where he is now. He says a proper leadership and setting good examples has always been his approach to life. He says he's a bit disappointed at the fact that Dominica did not take advantage of many opportunities over the past 20 years that could see economic affluence. He does, however, say that it is not too late.
Dominica economically is the same, maybe even a bit worse than when I left the island. We have made some progress in income, but the fundamental transformation of the economy necessary for society to progress has not happened. In fact, as I said, I think we have taken steps backward to create a dynamic economy. So I'm very disappointed in that. Socially, I think we have lost a bit of the cohesiveness that we once had as Dominicans. We have lost a lot of sort of social trust and shared vision that we had about who we are. I think we have lost the sense of, there's a more sense of entitlement in certain segments of the society. And so I am profoundly disappointed. And the governance, certainly I think we have taken a step backwards. Governance is a process of political development. You need to show a maturity in the way the society is governed and the way the electorate evaluates options and policies. And I think we have taken a step backwards. It's become very tribal and very, very personalistic type of policies. And so I am not pleased at all with where we are, but I think it's not too late. I think we're in the position to do. There are people who are capable of fixing that, of making the next 20 years not a squandered opportunity, but a time of real progress, authentic development, as we like to say.
And that was Dominica's new Freedom Party interim leader, Bernard Ito. And we need to respect each other as individuals and not be so divided as a people, says Pastor Jack Lefam, who was speaking on the Kingdom Connection program on Monday night. Pastor Lefam highlighted the fact that God judges us as individuals come Judgment Day and encourages a person to be socially unified for the greater good.
We need to respect each other as individuals, not your political party, not your church affiliation, not the group that you belong to. Because I know one thing, on Judgment Day, it will be standing room only. God is not an exceptionalist for many times. God is not going to judge you as a member of the police force, or as a member of the Labour Party, or UWP, or as any of the grouping. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time we learn to respect each other as individuals. People will call the radio station, people call this radio station, this program, and they disagree. I had a sister-in-law who always used to say, you can get vexed if you want it in your face. And I believe you have a right to be vexed, you have a right to be angry, you have a right. You know, it is so annoying to see how individual rights in Dominica on all levels are being taken away.
And that was a Pastor Jack Lefam. And in other news, the disaster officials are bracing for the likely fallout of an eruption of the La Soufrière volcano in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. An explosive eruption is looking increasingly likely, and emergency officials are preparing for an influx of Vincentarians or Vincentians, as well as for locals to be impacted by ash, air quality issues, and other consequences.
We intend, as time goes by, to involve other responding agencies. Because as you would know, NIMO involves a number of agencies in our response. So on Saturday, we met to appraise the various agencies, along with our some of the chairs of the national committees and our district disaster committees. So this meeting was to, like I said, to appraise the attendees in the change in activities in order to tighten our preparedness and response mechanism.
Also, you may have persons who are being evacuated out of St. Vincent with health conditions, pre-existing health conditions. Again, the COVID protocols would be taken into consideration, COVID-19 protocols, and healthcare will be accessed via whatever means, hospital or means that the Ministry of Health dictates. Okay. I also want to say that when we refer to the shelters, in we look at health protocols and COVID-19 protocols. Somewhere in October last year, Cabinet approved a shelter, a COVID shelter protocol, for all shelters. So we do not access shelters like we normally did in the past.
And that was regional news. On to international news. World Health Organization officials and international experts held a press conference Tuesday to go through the conclusion of the Wuhan report conducted by World Health Organization-led team in China to trace the origins of the coronavirus. The report suggested that the virus transmitted to humans from bats through other animals and the pandemic being the result of lab leaks was extremely unlikely but still possible since China withheld raw lab data from the team. The World Health Organization team's leaders, Peter Ben Embarak, told a press briefing it was perfectly possible that the virus had been circulated in November or October 2019 around Wuhan and so potentially spreading abroad earlier than documented so far. He says, open quote, "We got access to quite a lot of data in many different areas, but of course there were areas where we had difficulties getting down to the raw data, and there are many good reasons for that," he says, cutting privacy laws and other restrictions.
So yes, in terms of conclusions and keeping an open mind, I think reading the report, you will see that throughout the report, there are many conclusions on the different studies and the different data set being looked at and analyzed. So there are conclusions throughout the documents. We, of course, said it immediately and have, I think, said it throughout the course of the past months that nobody would expect that this mission would have come up with the final answer and that we will have showed up at the end of the mission holding whatever animal in our hands and said, here is the culprit. That was never the intention or the expectation. This is work in progress again, and we all have to be patient and, again, support the logic of our work, which is to start from where the first case were identified, detected in Wuhan, and looking at that event, that phase, that environment, and then expanding the environment and the studies starting from that point and radiating out of it, following the leads that individual studies will give us. We could, of course, all of us and others go out and start testing and looking everywhere for the virus in nature, in the environment, in old samples, etc. That would be a total waste of resources. These are expensive studies, and they need to be targeted and led by previous studies, led by science, led by logic. Otherwise, we will never have a chance to get there. So that's why we also, because of that, keep constantly an open mind and say, until we have a firm lead that leads us in one direction, we are not closing the other doors, we keep them open. To enable us to not miss even a weak indication, a weak leak to an interesting path. So it's a very slow process and it's very complex, and therefore it really demands that we don't jump too early to conclusions and that we pace ourselves, keep an open mind, and really look at what science and data tells us. Thank you.
And that's the morning news. Here's a recap of the headlines. A Dominican economist, Dr. Thompson Fontaine, calls for disbarment of the DLP attorney Lennox Lawrence based on his recent actions to pervert the order of the Caribbean Court of Justice on March 24, 2021. Disaster officials brace for a likely eruption of the La Soufrière volcano in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, and emergency officials prepare for an influx of people impacted by ash, air quality, and other consequences. And the World Health Organization's officials and international experts held a press conference on Tuesday to go through the conclusion of the Wuhan report conducted by World Health Organization-led teams in China to trace the origins of the coronavirus. The news was brought to you with the very kind compliments of Rudolph Thomas Enterprises. I've been your presenter, Hassan Robinson.
Q, top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens.